Good morning, everyone. This is WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, operating on our federally assigned frequency of 1190 kilocycles with full power of 50,000 watts. Owned and operated by Westinghouse Broadcasting Company, Incorporated. Now commencing another day and week of broadcasting. This is Bob Sievers welcoming you to the 5 o'clock news this morning. First of all, a clearing trend has moved steadily into central Indiana from the north during the night. Cloudiness with frequent snow flurry activity has persisted in the south. Temperatures have averaged around 5 degrees below seasonal normals, and winds at 4 o'clock this morning were from the north to northwest at less than 10 miles an hour. First of all, in the news of the nation and world, Syrian President Assad has told Secretary of State Vance his terms for peace with Israel are unchanged. Withdrawal from all territory seized in 1967 and full recognition of Palestinian national rights. Congress this week begins hearings into allegations that natural gas producers are holding back production deliberately to spur deregulation and get higher prices. Out of Denver this morning, Interior Secretary Cecil Andrus says the drought in the western half of the nation will be discussed when President Carter holds his cabinet session today. And out of Dallas, Texas, two propane tankers and a moving freight train exploded last night in Dallas, and officials say they fear that six other cars also may explode. From Miami Beach, the AFL-CIO says it's going to try to get Congress this spring to pass an omnibus labor law that would include repeal of the right-to-work provision of the Taft-Hartley Act. Well, here in Fort Wayne, from our police calls, it's been a very quiet night. Out of Hartford City, Indiana, a 45-year-old Hartford City man, Oliver Bullard, Jr., was driving on State Highway 26 yesterday when his car skidded on a patch of ice, knocked over a highway sign, and struck a fence. Bullard went home, returned with his pickup truck to tow the auto from the ditch. County police said the truck slid on the same patch of ice and smashed into Bullard's car. The only injury was to the owner's pocketbook. Police estimated damage at $300 on the car and $3,150 on the pickup. Out of Indianapolis this morning, two men were killed in Indianapolis area fires. Officials say 55-year-old Cleveland Cole of Indianapolis was found dead in his second floor bedroom after firemen fought 3 hours to extinguish the house fire. And the body of 44-year-old Edward Davis of Lawrence was found in the rear bedroom of his one-story home, which also was destroyed by fire. In each fire, damage was estimated at $25,000, and those in each case is still under investigation. From Paoli, Indiana, the bodies of a teenage southern Indiana couple were found in a car near Paoli yesterday. Police say 19-year-old Gary Barnett of Route 1, Campbellsburg, and 17-year-old Carol Howe died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Their parked car was found about 3 miles northeast of Paoli on Sunday. And from Terre Haute, Mrs. Betty Spencer, whose son and three stepsons were murdered in their Hollinsburg home a week ago, is in seclusion after being released from a Terre Haute hospital. Mrs. Spencer escaped death, as you know, at the hands of the killers who left her for dead after firing shotgun blasts in the heads of the four youths. State police say they still have no firm leads as to the identities of the killers. Out of Cincinnati this morning, a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency official says ineffective monitoring procedures are to blame for chemical discharges, often moving undetected down the Ohio River. The head of the EPA's Water Quality Research Division, Gordon Robeck, says a 70-ton slug of carbon tetrachloride currently is moving downstream and is only the most spectacular example of this problem. Out of Columbus, Ohio, Minority House Republican planned Tuesday to formally introduce their version of legislation establishing collective bargaining procedures for Ohio's more than 500,000 public employees. Minority Leader Charles Kerfus of Perrysburg will be chief sponsor of this bill, which falls far short of what labor groups are asking for. WOWO News Time, 5:04.
Hiya, neighbor. You say last year you had so much cop and fewer burrs in your bonnet, thanks to Lexone.
WoWo reminds you the only way to protect a pet from injury, disease, and other animals is to keep it safely confined and under complete control. The Fort Wayne Humane Shelter asks, is your dog or cat under control at home? WoWo Land weather, from the Weather Bureau here, they say mostly sunny and cool today, with a high around 30. Clear and not so cold tonight with a low of near 22. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high around 44. Winds west to northwesterly this morning around 10 miles per hour, then becoming southwesterly this afternoon and tonight. At Indianapolis now, it's partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Evansville mostly clear and 27. South Bend clear and 10 above, showing you how the temperatures are varying in Indiana this morning. From a 27 at Evansville, we have a clear 12 above here at Fort Wayne. Our humidity is 84%, the wind out of the northwest at 7. And our barometer, 30.03, and holding steady. And that's the news and weather at 5. Bob Sievers reporting.
Banvel herbicide works.
And control the grasses and the broadleaves you've been missing.
Good morning, neighbors. Now it's chore time at Indiana's world-famous Little Red Barn. Chore time with Jay Gould, Director of Farm Services here at WoWo. Also, Dugan Fry, WoWo News Director, and helping out with the chores also, and yours truly, Bob Sievers. Portions of our program are pre-recorded.
In the Little Red Barn, on a farm down in Indiana, let me lay my back on the stack of new mow.
Good morning, farmers from coast to coast and in all the provinces of Canada, and good morning, everybody else. Bob Sievers, my sidekick, our guest this morning, the music-making farmhands. All of us are proud and happy you stopped by to help us do the chores out of Little Red Barn. Well, how's everything with you?
All right, Jay, and we've got Dugan Fry over here helping us out. Oh, man, we're going to have lots of help this morning. Dugan, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just great. I'll tell you, what a beautiful morning, huh?
Yes, it is. I tell you one thing, in the weather summary, if I can find it, you won't believe this, and I probably can't even find it.
I won't believe it because you can't find it.
let's see. Temperatures around the nation this morning. Well, anyway, somewhere out in North Dakota, Boise, Idaho it was.
I thought you just moved Boise to North Dakota.
I did, too. Yeah. I tell you, I just crossed the state line there. But yesterday in Boise, Idaho, it set a new record. They had 69 degrees. Think of that.
I wonder if that's coming our way.
And when I talked to the Weather Bureau earlier, they also said, as long as with Earl Finkel, I called him just to test the system here, and he says a dramatic warm-up coming today, even more dramatic tomorrow. So I think a lot of that snow is going to disappear.
Well, the sun is going to shine, I'll tell you that much. And I understand that... Well, I'm anxious to get walk down that lane and get out to the Red Barn because I understand that they've even put a new coat of paint on out there.
Well, maybe so. We'll find out. We'll
they
find
probably
out.
Forgot
they,
to fix the roof, but nonetheless...
They certainly painted the farmhouse kitchen here,
oh,
didn't they?
Oh, hey.
We'll be telling you more about that throughout the day. Let's start out with a little tune here with Donna Fargo, and then Jay will have his guest. Dugan will have the markets, and oh, we'll have all sorts of things. Let's start, though, then, with Donna Fargo... and Mockingbird Hill. Here we go.
Cha-la-la, cha-la, twiddly-dee-dee-dee, it gives me la-la-la-la to wake up.
That's Donna Fargo and Mockingbird Hill. Remember when, was it Patty Page who had that as such a big hit many moons ago? 13 and a half minutes after 5, I do have one reminder here. UAW Local 1392 contractor ratification meeting will be held this afternoon at 2:30 in the Garrett City Hall. Remember that, in the Garrett City Hall at 2:30 this afternoon. We'll get over to our police calls in a moment.
For more information, call Don. The area code is 317, and the number is 384-5133. That's area code 317, and the number 384-5133. Bob, let's get over to your police calls right now.
State Police Radio, Corey.
Good morning. Who is this morning?
Corey.
All right, Mr. Corey, this is Bob Sievers at WoWo. How's everything up at Ligonier this morning?
Everything's real quiet up here.
Nothing you know of at all, huh?
Everything's Everything's real quiet. Nothing to report this morning.
Fine. Thanks very much, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.
State Police Pendleton, Cooper.
Mr. Cooper, good morning. This is Bob. How's everything down around Pendleton this morning?
Well, Bob, it was real quiet last night. Not a thing going on.
Fine. Just nice, quiet, cool morning then, huh?
Right.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Cooper.
Have a good day.
Same to you. Goodbye.
The Patrol Dispatcher, Van Meter speaking. May I help you?
Good morning, Joe. This is Bob. How's everything over your way this morning at Van Wert?
Extremely quiet this morning, Bob. Nothing newsworthy going on.
I can't drum up a thing this morning.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, then you haven't anything out of St. Mary's or Defiance or Lima either, huh?
No, it sounds like it's been pretty quiet throughout the area, Bob.
Fine. Thanks a lot, Joe, and we'll see you then.
All right, Bob. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, Patrol Miss Sanchez.
Good morning. This is Bob Sievers at WOWO. Who is this morning?
Miss Sanchez.
Okay, I can never understand your name, but we'll hear it on the air. How is everything over in the Findlay area?
Pretty good. Pretty quiet.
Nothing that you know of newsworthy, huh?
No.
All right, then. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. We're going to try Pawpaw, Michigan one more time. We haven't been able to get through.
Hey, police radio.
Good morning. Who is this morning?
Yeah, Richard Hill and Pawpaw.
Good morning, Richard. Most times I call you and I get that recorded answering device saying they're unable to complete the call, but I thought I'd try one more time. So we don't call you, no, we can't get through.
Right.
How's everything across lower Michigan this morning?
Real quiet this morning, Bob. One of the quietest mornings we've had recently. Nothing going on at all news-wise. Very little traffic. Weather's clear.
Well, I guess that's all we can ask for, then.
Right. That's a very nice morning.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Okay. Do you have anything closer to us, Sturgis or Three Rivers or White Pigeon?
No, it's been real quiet, that whole area, Bob.
Fine. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Okay, Bob.
Goodbye.
Well, Bob, I got to be truthful with you. I just had to run down the lane and take a sneak preview at the barn, and they did put some new paint on it. I'm telling you, it looks great.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope they did. I hope someday, Dugan, they get around, though, to patching that hole.
Well, they may do that, I got to tell you right now, I saw three very tired hands who've been just helping around here, let me tell you, getting all this new finagle stuff that we got here to cook with, all straightened around and leaning up against a haymow and catching a couple of winks out there. You should have seen it. Billy Wolf, Steve Marine, and Bob Kay, they look pooped, and I bet they are.
Well,
they already sent Charlie home and Terry and Mark, the other guys that really pitched in and helped paint the barn slats.
Well, I tell you, without all of their help, we wouldn't have the facilities we have right now.
Well, they look pooped out there leaning against a haystack, and we got to be careful when we go out. We don't wake them up.
Boy, if they ever crawl in that haystack and go to sleep, they're gone for 3 days.
They're going to get very testy if we wake them up at this time. Hey, let me check our weather for today, and it looks great, too. Mostly sunny and a bit cool today with a high around 30. Clear, not so cool tonight, low around 22. And then mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow with that warmer temperature prediction moving in, the high around 44 tomorrow. Currently at the airport, we're a bit chilly. The winds are northwest at 7. The humidity is 84%, clear skies and 12 degrees. But, boy, it looks like bright sunshine on its way.
Right, and as I said earlier, Dugan, we have 12 here. Down at Evansville, it's 27, so there's a line between here and there where it gets much warmer. Well, let's get along with a little music. Then we'll get over to Jay and his guest, 21 minutes after 5. And this is a brand-new album for our song of inspiration this morning at this hour with the Regeneration Quartet.
So happy as I travel on the bright road to glory land.
Onward I'm going, happy in
knowing Jesus is mine.
That's the Regeneration Quartet, and Jesus is mine. Dugan and I have been doing a lot of kidding here about the new walls and paint, and I think we should, in all fairness, Dugan, let everybody in on the secret.
That's right.
Starting this morning, we are broadcasting in a brand new facility in the Central Building in downtown Fort Wayne at 203 West Wayne Street. All new equipment, all new lights. It's just beautiful. But it does seem kind of strange, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, with this new lighting, you're balder than I thought you were, Bob. Boy, oh, boy.
I knew some of Jay rubbed off.
How many have I got up there? Take a look.
Huh?
I had 8 when I came into the store.
Well, you look like you could use a Simonized job.
This lighting is something else. Beautiful facilities, and boy, are we happy. It's really nice.
And we hope we're sounding all right on the air this morning, and we hope everything is going to be fine with you, too.
If everybody could have seen all of the flurry of activities all weekend long getting set here to get started in the new location, it was really something. But many people
carrying
helped.
Desks and typewriters. In fact, in the last half hour, three more typewriters
that's right.
walked over here. Right, Dugan. All right, we'll get back to Jay now in just a moment.
Whatever you sow, so high grow. We can do it better together.
Well, in Holgate, Ohio, your So High Grow man is Max Teedy, and in Oakwood, Ohio, it's Bill Moyer. I'll tell you what, Jay's been goofing off too long looking around here. Let's bring him in and have him do some work.
It's always nice to have Nancy Schumann come in to visit us. She is County Extension Agent working with the youth of Wabash County. Nancy, how's 4-H'ing going over your way?
Well, we're getting going again for this year. We've been held up a little bit by the weather and some of the things.
No.
I think everybody's had the same problem from what I hear. But we're getting reorganized again, and after the snow shut us out and canceled a lot of things, we're really getting us going again with the program.
How many youngsters do you have who participate in the Share the Fun thing, Nancy?
Well, when you're talking our county, this is one thing I'm trying to build up this year because I, for some reason, can't get them all encouraged to come out and participate.
That's what I was working on, too, you know.
Right. We just have, figure a half a dozen acts. Now you're talking maybe some of these acts where there's 6, 7, 8 kids mm-hmm. that sing or dance or do skits or whatever. Many counties, though, I'll have to admit, do have 4-H'ers that really get enthused. They have whole clubs because this is an opportunity for a whole club to get involved and
mm-hmm.
write up a play, short play, and
yeah.
put it on. We see lots of takeoffs on TV commercials and some of the TV programs that are quite hilarious.
Yeah, that's one of the great educational institutions now in our country, the TV. In fact, more and more I talk to people who are getting TV-minded, I have a hard time carrying on a conversation.
Right.
Nancy Schumann from Wabash County has been our guest here, and we'll be back in an hour to talk some more about her adventure leading the 4-H'ers in her county.
Liquid Atrax 4L is what you've always wanted.
Let's pause now to remind you this is the Little Red Barn program coming your way with Jay Gould, Dugan Fry, yours truly Bob Sievers, Jim Swigert, our newsman, Earl Finkel, and if I didn't say it, Dave Snyder out at the transmitter, all from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Dugan, let's get right over to you for the update on the news now and the weather.
They got a problem down in Dallas. Firemen there are letting a big propane gas fire burn itself out this morning since they say water is ineffective against such blazes. That fire erupted when two railroad cars containing the liquefied propane exploded into a 400-foot high fireball yesterday. Authorities said the chance of more explosions, however, is slight. In Louisiana, a tank being filled with chlorine ruptured yesterday, leaking several hundred pounds of that deadly green gas and forcing the evacuation of several hundreds of persons from St. Gabriel, Louisiana. The gas dissipated quickly, however, and police ended the alert 2 hours after the leak had started. President Carter beginning his second month in office today with a scheduled Get Acquainted visit from Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Here in Indiana, Mrs. Betty Spencer, whose son and three stepsons were murdered in their Hollinsburg home a week ago, is in seclusion today after being released from a Terre Haute hospital. Mrs. Spencer escaped death at the hands of the killers who left her for dead after firing shotgun blasts into her four youths. State police say they still have no firm leads as to the identities of those killers. Inner Wobbleland weather partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon, warmer, a high of 33, a wind southwesterly to 15. Tonight, mostly fair, warmer, a low of 22. Southwesterly winds up to 20. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, a chance of a morning shower, then cloudy, windy, and much warmer, highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, lows near 34. At the airport, we have a humidity of 84%, clear skies, and 12 degrees. And I'm ready, and I'm set to go. I'm telling you, I'll grab a bucket and...
Yeah, Pepper, I'm ready to go, too.
We'll get out there.
Let's head out. We've got another busy day ahead of us here.
Yeah, but wait till you see that new coat. Look at it out there. New coat of paint. They even fixed the hanger on the door.
Hold the flashlight over.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Neil McGinley put the new hanger up on the door. So we can open that easy this morning. I'm telling you, Sam DeVincent's been out there.
What's that sign that says Jay Gould milked here?
Yeah, well, that's right. Right.
Well, he's been
there.
Milking the station for a long time, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what. In honor of our new location, they even swept the stalls out there. We didn't have to do that today. Billy
they
and
did.
Steve and Bob and Neil and Sam DeVincent, they've been out there working all night.
Well, when we get out there, I'm going to have to look at that. I can't imagine the stalls all swept out.
I'm waiting for the first
hello,
rain
duck geese, how are you?
You know,
even the geese look like they're all excited and waddling all over the place like this, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, how are they waddling again?
They're going like this.
You ought to see that. I've never seen a goose wobble like that in my life. I'm telling you.
There's only one difference between a goose and me.
What's that, Bob?
When they stop wobbling, they stop wobbling. Come on in.
Okay,
wipe that
you.
Smile
hey,
off your face,
I tell you,
Fry.
The door worked easier there.
Yeah, it does. I think they oiled a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, say. Say, it does look better in here.
Yes,
my
sir.
Gosh, old Spot. Looks like they even waxed your stall, or don't you slip there or anything. Everything is really, even smells fresh out here.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Well, yeah, it does.
In fact, it almost smells like they ran the little red barn through the car wash and got some of that lemon scent. Well, now that we're here, Dugan, let's get along with the music here. You think you can settle down to normal now and
I
stop
think, yeah,
admiring the place?
I'm so doggone proud, I just don't know what to do.
All right, let's... good morning, Spot. W-O-W-O. Let's turn it over to Elvis now that we're out here at the barn. That's Elvis with Moody Blue. We have clear skies. What was our temperature, Dugan? I didn't write it down over here.
12 degrees.
12 degrees here, 10 at South Bend, 27 at Evansville. So temperatures are varying all over the nation this morning. And what, in general, is kind of a nice day? Have you got the weather forecast there?
Yeah, I sure do. It is going to be a nice day today, a little warmer, around 30 degrees, mostly sunny after some partly cloudy skies this morning. But tomorrow is when they tell us it's really going to start warming up to around the mid-40s tomorrow.
Fine. Well, we're for it. I have just one special announcement now. The Wayne Township Advisory Board meeting that was to have been held tonight will be held Tuesday night at 7:30 at 425 South Calhoun Street here in Fort Wayne. 425 South Calhoun Street here in Fort Wayne. Due to Washington's birthday, by the way.
Have you heard the word on PAG?
For directions and phone numbers of these WOWO area purebred breeders, consult your Prairie Farmer Breeders Directory or phone WOWO.
Now it's time for the markets with Dugan Fry at 17 minutes before 6. The markets brought to you by Lasso Herbicides by Monsanto. Dugan?
Well, of course, reviewing what happened last Friday on the market reports, Omaha hogs were steady to 25 lower and other livestock not tested. The only test in East St. Louis was on hogs. Butchers were weak to 50 lower. South St. Paul steers were weak. Hogs mostly weak to 50 lower in late trading and lamb steady. As far as the Chicago cash grain prices were concerned, again from Central States Grain, wheat 274 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Corn 243, up 1/2. Oats 164 and a half, up 1/2, and soybeans 732, up 3 1/2. And finally, New York stock market was lower in light trading. The volume total 18,040,000 shares, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3.49. It closed out at 940.24. And that's the way the markets went last Friday.
Thank you, Dugan. The markets with Dugan Fry this morning have been brought to you by Lasso Herbicides by Monsanto. We have clear skies, 12 above zero, and Earl Finkel says, partly cloudy this morning, but becoming mostly sunny by afternoon. Did you hear that? Warmer with a high of 33 and southwesterly winds to 15. Fair and warmer tonight, low 22. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a chance of light rain in the morning, but windy and warmer. And a high tomorrow in the 40s. Woho time right now, 12 minutes before 6 out here at the Little Red Barn.
I'm a Sturgis ship, Shawana, under town in Logansport, Fort Wayne onward, defiance too. Warsaw, Huntington, Decatur, New Haven, and Angola, and Vanwort. They're all links in a chain, well, they're all part of a great place. Yes, Wolland is a great place to be. Delphus, Muncie, Bronson, Marion, Paulding, Portland, Kendallville, Antwerp, Busco, Burn, and Columbia City, too. Wabash, Bryan, Hartford, Cardiff City and Garrett, Albion, North Manchester, Ligonier, Salina, and Winchester.
And it's 11 minutes before 6 here at the Little Red Barn. Jim Edward Brown and Helen Cornelius saying hello, saying goodbye.
Saying
hello, saying
I love you,
saying goodbye.
That's Jim Edward Brown and Helen Cornelius saying hello, saying goodbye. Whoa, time is 8.5 minutes now before 6 o'clock. Out here at the Little Red Barn this morning. And we'll get over to Jay in just a moment with whatever is on his mind. But first, this.
The Carpet Place, KNN, just 3 miles south of Southtown Mall on US 27.
Well, Jay, you've been standing by and haven't had too much to say this morning, so go right ahead while Dugan and I sip our coffee.
I think that the more you know, the less you know. And the longer I keep studying, the more I'm a little convinced that that certainly is the case with me. The other day I was talking about the variation in the amount of nitrogen, the amount of protein in corn according to the nitrogen fertilizer that you use. Now comes some scientific report here that sound to me a little bit impressive. So I'm going to pass them along to you. I'm not very sure about this, but I am inclined to think that they are right. Overfeeding corn for excess production may very well cut down on the actual nutritional value of that grain. At least it's something to kind of think about, and nothing is more fun than thinking.
I know that's your philosophy, Jay. And when you can cause us to think, you're happy, too. Now it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock out here at the Little Red Barn, and stand by for Earl Finkel.
Siebenhaller Equipment would like to thank their customers for making them the farm equipment service people in Bryan, Ohio.
Let him call on you.
Well, Earl, I'll tell you right now, you'd be just proud as you could be of this new Little Red Barn. Well, the barn itself isn't new, but they put a Dakota paint on it. You should see it to go along with our spranking new studios. And Bob and I are just, we don't know what to do this morning.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when the spring rains come to find out if the roofer did a better job than he did on the last one.
Yeah, we're a little afraid of that.
Yeah, that thing, and the guy didn't sweep up that problem that Jay and Bob have had all these years either. I noticed that. Well, anyway, congratulations, and I hope you'll leave the latch string out every morning for your old weather guy. Be glad to be in the new studios. And the day starts out on a fairly bright, clear note, with temperatures on the nippy side down around 10 degrees, as cold air, which came down over the weekend and turned into pretty good snow showers, and, of course, up the eastern seaboard, they took on another shot of 4 to 6 inch snows, is just about to give way to a very sharp warm-up. Cold air, unfortunately, once again, down the chute into Florida. Unbelievable set of weather down there. Below freezing again this morning in the northern part of the state, and they'll bottom out in the low 40s again down on the beaches. But, as I mentioned, very sharp warm-up on southerly winds coming along to the west of us now. Same weather system that gave a little bit of rain to northern California, but not enough to do anything to the drought problem out that way for sure. So, let's take our forecast this way, as I guess some of us have the day off and others are working. Let's look for partly cloudy skies for the day. Temperatures warming to about 33. The winds will become southwest 10 to 15. All in all, pretty good day. The guy in front of you is going to be squirting you up, so make sure your windshield washer bottle's filled up. Be fair and not so cold tonight. Down to 22, southwest winds at 15. And then tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, chance for a little brief shower in the morning. And look at the temperatures, up into the middle 40s on a gusty southwest wind, and more 40s on Wednesday, but with a chance for some rain showers. So, guys, enjoy your new facilities there, and I'll make the sun shine in.
All right, Earl, fine, and we'll see you again in just an hour.
Okie dokie.
Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 29, our low was 19. Degree day is 41. Dugan, over to you.
Well, we have winds out of the west at 6 miles an hour with a humidity of 84%. The barometer is rising, 30.04. However, we've lost a couple of degrees this morning since 5 o'clock. At the 6 o'clock reading, clear skies and 10 degrees. And Earl Finkel weather has been brought to you by Doc Dancer, your heating and air conditioning specialist in Fort Wayne, Decatur, and Huntington, Indiana.
We might mention this is Monday morning, the 21st of February, and the chilliest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne was 6 below in 1968. The sun will rise this morning in just a little over an hour from now at 7:27 and set tonight at 6:22. Now let's get back to Jay and his guest. It's almost 23 minutes after 6 here at the Little Red Barn.
This morning our guest here at the Little Red Barn is Nancy Schumann from Wabash County. She's an extension agent there working with the youth of that county. I don't know where, what your best story is, Nancy. We just, we're talking, had a good time an hour ago talking about the share of the fun thing. It is successful in some counties, and I think pretty much of a flopperoo in a good many other counties. What else you got on your mind?
Well, I was working with some other organizations, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and putting on a program to our Youth Service Bureau, and we were talking, bringing out what the thoughts were about our different programs and some of the how we could get people into the programs and share resources.
Well, by the time you get to be 160, 180 years old, Nancy, you'll know all of these answers.
Oh, I'm not even sure I'll ever know them then.
This has been Nancy Schumann. Extension agent in Wabash County has been our guest this morning, but we've used a minute up.
All right, Jay and Nancy, and thank you. And that WoWo time is almost 6:28. We have clear skies, 10 above zero in Fort Wayne. And Earl Finkel says, partly cloudy this morning, but becoming mostly sunny by afternoon. Warmer with a high of 33 and southwesterly winds to 15. Then he says, mostly fair and warmer tonight with a low of 22. And increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a chance for light rain in the morning. And then windy and warmer with a high in the mid-40s. And Wednesday's outlook mostly cloudy, but with a chance of rain, but a high of near 40. So that certainly should take the snow away there. A high of near 40 by Wednesday and the mid-40s by tomorrow, Tuesday. So we have a rather dramatic warming trend coming up.
See your dealer for details.
And a reminder, you're listening to the Little Red Barn program with Bob Seavers, Jay Gould, Dugan Fry sitting in also this morning, and our newsman Jim Schweikert. We're all coming to you from the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
In Denver, Interior Secretary Cecil Andres says he will ask President Carter to appoint a National Drought Relief Coordinator. Andres made that pledge after talking with officials from 18 states about the effects of the drought. One official says the fact the water level in streams in 11 states is about 50% below normal indicates the drought is going to be a record breaker. Governors and other officials from the drought-stricken states also told Andres they want a lot of federal relief aid, and they told him they are shocked by President Carter's consideration of budget cuts for 18 water reclamation projects. Good morning, I'm Jim Swigert, reporting WoWo News at 6:30 for DeKalb. Remember, you can depend on DeKalb. That big spill of carbon tetrachloride in the Ohio River has now moved past Louisville without causing any problems for the city water supply there. The water company officials say the spill was so diluted by the time it got to Louisville that just a little activated carbon in the filtration system kept all traces of the chemical out of drinking water supplies. Elsewhere, the situation in Dallas, Texas was tense for a while last night when two railroad cars containing liquid propane blew up, and Bob Whelan filed this report.
What could have been a disaster was narrowly averted last night as a northbound 55-car Santa Fe freight train loaded with explosive cargo had just cleared a heavily populated area of northeast Dallas when two tank cars exploded. Officials said the cars contained liquid propane, and the fire spread to nearby warehouses and other cars of the train. Firemen fought to isolate cars containing deadly polyvinyl chloride while police evacuated residents within 2,000 feet of the blast. There were five men aboard the train, and they escaped without serious injury. However, several firemen were treated for injuries they received in fighting the extremely hot fire. Bob Whelan, Dallas.
The proposed Lakewood shopping complex at U.S. 24 West and State Road 14 is coming under fire from three Fort Wayne neighborhood associations. At a meeting last night, a resolution was endorsed by members of the Wildwood Park, Westwood, and Reckawig neighborhood associations. That measure expresses concern over traffic problems, lighting, landscaping, sewage treatment, and environmental impact. A copy is going to be sent to Mayor Armstrong's office. A one-car crash yesterday on the Carroll Road just east of Madden Road claimed the life of a rural Allen County man. Dead is 24-year-old Roy Klaus of the Leo Road. Police say his car veered off the highway and struck a large cement planter. Indiana State Police are probing the weekend shooting death of a 27-year-old Logansport man. The body of Dick Elliott was found in his home yesterday. Police believe he may have been dead for several hours. So far, no arrests have been made. Weekend fires in the Indianapolis area have claimed two lives. Dead are 55-year-old Cleveland Cole of Indianapolis and 44-year-old Edward Davis of Lawrence. And cold air and light snow moved into much of the east this morning in the wake of yet another major snowstorm in the northeast part of our country. The snow dropped 9 to 10 inches of snow at Albany, New York, 9 inches in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and a half a foot at Houlton, Maine. But Buffalo, New York, for a change, escaped the brunt of that storm. WoWo News Time coming up on 6:33. Checking WoWo Sports in the International Hockey League last night. Our Fort Wayne Comets dumped Columbus 6-2. It was Toledo 6 and Dayton 3. Port Huron beat Muskegon 4-2. And Kalamazoo turned back Saginaw. Make that a 4-4 tie between Kalamazoo and Saginaw. In college basketball, the big news, Purdue 86, Bobby Knight and his Hoosiers 78. Elsewhere, North Carolina 66 and Virginia 64. In the NBA, our Pacers beat Seattle 135-115. Philadelphia 112 and Cleveland 111. And Detroit beat Phoenix 109-107. Earl Finkel says partly cloudy this morning, but becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Warmer and a high of 33 with southwest winds to 15. Mostly fair and warmer tonight. Look for a low of 22. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow. A chance of light rain in the morning, then windy and warmer, and a high in the mid-40s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a chance of rain and a high near 40. At last report, the skies at the airport were clear. The relative humidity, 84%, and we had a temperature reading of 10 degrees. This portion of WoWo News brought to you by DeKalb. Remember, you can depend on the folks at DeKalb. I'm Jim Swikert, and bright and early on this Monday morning, Dugan Fry, what are you up to?
Well, at least early. I don't know about bright.
It's going to get bright, yeah. It's going to get better. We're just having a great time out here, Jim. Boy, I tell you what, you got to run down from the farmhouse and see what the rejuvenated little red barn, a new coat of paint. Boy, Bob, I didn't know there was such a bright red, did you?
No.
Liquid Atrix 4L, it's what you've always wanted. Atrazine to be. W-O-W-O.
Here's Marty Robbins at almost 18 minutes before 7. Make that 23 minutes before 7 out here at the Little Red Barn. Marty Robbins, adios amigos. All right, it's 20 minutes before 7 out here at the Little Red Barn, and Dugan will have the markets here for Jay in just a moment.
Hog producers, are you feeding the feed additive that's proven highly effective for treatment and control of bloody scours all the way from birth to market? Look for lincomycin on your feed tag. Ask for it from your feed dealer. Lincomix, containing lincomycin.
Now it's time for the markets, as we said, with Dugan Fry this morning, brought to you by Tri-State Harvest Store Systems of Silver Lake, Indiana. Remember, you too can profit more with a harvest store. Dugan, I'm going to go out to see if the chicken coop, anything has been done to that, and...
All right, fine. You go out and see if the hens are all happy out there this morning in the rejuvenated coop. While you're doing that, let me catch you up to date on last Friday's farm price trends. Omaha hogs were steady to 25 lower, another livestock not tested. The only test in East St. Louis was on hogs. Butchers were weak to 50 lower. South St. Paul steers were weak, hogs weak to mostly 50 lower in late trading, and lambs were steady. Chicago grain futures market saw wheat, corn, and soybeans higher, and oats unchanged to higher. We'll check some specifics, but first let me remind you that on your next drive into the country, count the big blue towers instead of corn cribs or barns. On many farms, you're going to find 2, 3, yes, 4, or more. These are Harvestors made by A.O. Smith and distributed by the award-winning Tri-State Harvestor Dealership. Harvestors are available in a variety of sizes. Note the large economy structures that are rapidly becoming the most popular of all. Award-winning? Yes, Tri-State Harvestor Systems was again judged one of the best nation's leading Harvestor dealers. So count the big blue towers. You can count on them. Call Tri-State Harvestor Systems, Silver Lake, Indiana, area code 219-352-2181. Well, that makes me happy because Seavers is still able to find the coop. Now, the light demand on butcher hogs Friday was influenced by the upcoming holiday today. The limited supply of slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to 50 cents over. Choice and prime yield grades 3 to 5, 1,050 to 1,250-pound slaughter steers. The wholesale egg offerings in New York were steady. Prices were unchanged there. In Chicago, eggs were weak. Sales delivered to the store door, cartons were 3 to 4 lower. Extra grade A large were 70 to 77. Grade A large 69 to 74. Medium 65 to 70. New York stock market was lower in light trading. Volume total 18,040,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3.49, closing at 940.24. That's the way it went, Bob.
Thanks, Dugan. The markets this morning with Dugan Fry have been brought to you by Tri-State Harvestor Systems of Silver Lake, Indiana, home of the A.O. Smith Harvestors in northern Indiana. Now, at almost 13 minutes before 7, here is our report from Maumee, Ohio.
Houston in Maumee, Ohio. This is Roy Huckabee with the closing grain market for Friday, February the 18th. Base price on ear corn is $2.42, ear corn premium 10 cents, total price for ear corn $2.52, off three quarters. The hours for Maumee Elevator this weekend will be 7 to 4 Saturday, receiving all grains. We will be closed Sunday. The hours next week will be 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, receiving all grains. From the Andersons, have a good day.
Listening to the Little Red Barn program that comes every morning of the week with Bob Seavers and me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Dugan, I think you've got the weather for us.
The Earl Finkel's cooking up a good one for us. Partly cloudy this morning, but then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Warmer with a high of 33 and southwest winds to 15. Mostly fair and warmer tonight with a low of 22. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, a chance of light rain in the morning, then windy and warmer with a high in the mid-40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance for rain and a high near 40. And at the airport, our barometer is 30.04 and rising. Winds out of the west at 6. Our humidity is 84%. We have clear skies and 10 degrees. Bob, you know, we had said that we did lose our calendar for the day. We just can't find it. They put it where it belonged, probably, and that's why we can't find it. But you mentioned a few of the things coming up, and also tonight, I know, in fact, I'm happy I'm going to be attending this out at Woodland High School, the Farmers Union having their meeting out there, and they're going to present a thing that the Chamber of Commerce had originally put together, a salute to agriculture, and it's going to be at 6:30 out at Woodland, and I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, I'll bet you are, Dugan. I have one announcement here. Somebody just handed me the Stroh Volunteer Fire Department open house. Is now scheduled for February the 27th, so you people remember that around Stroh. Your open house is now scheduled for February 27th.
W-O-W-O.
Now here's Mary McGregor at 10 minutes before 7, Torn Between Two Lovers.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
Mary McGregor, it's 6 minutes before 7. We have clear skies, 10 above zero, and Earl Finkel says from the WoWo Weather Station, partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by afternoon, warmer with a high near 33 and southwesterly winds to 15. Warmer tonight with a low of 22, 12 degrees warmer than right now. High tomorrow, a chance of light rain in the morning, windy and warmer in the 40s. Mid-40s tomorrow and near 40 on Wednesday, so we do have a warming trend.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. What's breakfast?
Ooh, hot cakes.
Oh, good.
Sausage.
Good.
And shade.
So head them out for Hefner Chevrolet. The big hats are out at the Texas Roundup Sale, 500 East State.
Maybe you've been hearing about the new rat killer, the one that's supposed to kill rats in one feeding. Well, friends, here's something you should know about it. Recently, one of the world's leading experts on rodents conducted bait tests on real farms with rats.
And now, this is only a partial listing of how you can save right now at Shipshawana Seed and Supply in Shipshawana, Indiana, and also Topeka Seed and Supply in Topeka, Indiana. Tell you what, Jay's just been resting over there too much. Come on in here and talk to us again, Jay. This time, I think you're going to give us a few hints which we could all use on gardening.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about gardening today. We're getting ready to getting our plans ready. A couple of things. If you have a spot in your lawn, and you're going to do what I suggested a good many times here, that you tear up some of that lawn and put a garden in it. It's going to look good right in your front yard. It's all right. But if you have a place where there is particularly lush growth of grass, that's a part of your lawn, that's the one to sacrifice if you can, even though it may seem a little painful. If the grass grows well, so will the vegetables you put in. But maybe there's a place that just seems to grow big weeds. Well, this might not be bad either. If the soil will grow good, healthy weeds, there's every reason to believe that it'll also grow good, healthy food crops. And that's a good sign. Drainage is an important thing, too. Of course, the soil needs to breathe. And if it's wet too much of the time, the oxygen can't get down to get to the roots, and that's where the plant gets its oxygen, is through the roots mostly. And then the plant gets yellow and sickly. The soil organisms which release the nutrients in the soil can't work without air. So if you have a choice, it's best not to have a garden that is extremely wet. But if you don't have a choice, and so many of you won't have, you can dig a ditch all around the garden. Or you can dig a little ditch and put some drain tile in it, or some gravel, and that'll help. In fact, it's worth the trouble. One other little thing, slope has a lot to do with the success or failure of a garden. And if you have a place where you can have a south or a west exposure, you'd just be surprised what a couple of degrees will do if that soil is tipped up so that it can get more of the direct sun's rays. This is really an interesting thing, and the more of that direct sun rays it gets, the better. And just a little tilt of that ground will make quite a little difference.
Okay, thank you, Jay. And I'll tell you, Severs, you talk about, I was kidding you about being asleep. Phew, was I asleep at the switch. Talking about Shipshawana Seed and Supply and Topeka Seed and Supply and the real specials they got going. Now, I made one too much of a special. Certified Saranac alfalfa is $109 a bushel. Certified Vernal alfalfa, $97 a bushel. So for Saranac, it's $109 a bushel. And remember that from Shipshawana Seed and Supply and Topeka Seed and Supply. Like to get that corrected.
Be sure to follow all directions and precautions on the label.
Well, thank you all for helping us do the chores out here at the Little Red Barn this morning. Now, this is Jay Gould speaking for myself and my sidekick Bob Severs, wishing for you bushels of luck for today, acres of good health from the good soil up, and a world of understanding from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Hoffman with WOWO News at 7 o'clock. It's Monday the 21st, clear at 8 degrees outside. In the news, minor disasters route many in Texas and Louisiana. A little rain on the West Coast, but not enough to really help. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance returns home tonight from his Middle East trip. And President Carter hosts a Canadian head of state later today. In sports, Purdue beats IU, while in the NBA, Indiana wins. Our forecast, mostly sunny later today. Look for a high near 33. Once again, it's clear and 8 degrees outside. This portion of WOWO News brought to you by AgroSoy brand soybeans, for the farmer who grows soybeans for profit. In the news at 7:02, firemen in Dallas are keeping watch over two railroad cars containing liquefied propane gas that exploded last night. The firefighters are hosing down the train cars to lessen the chance that the flames will spread, but they say water is ineffective against the propane itself, so they're just letting it burn itself out. The two cars were part of a 55-car Santa Fe train. Firefighters evacuated residents of a nearby apartment complex in northeast Dallas, but they began returning to their homes this morning after officials decided the chance of any more explosions was remote. A gas tank ruptured at a Dow chemical plant at Plaquemine, Louisiana yesterday, forcing evacuation of several hundred residents of a nearby town. Several hundred pounds of the deadly green gas escaped from the tank but dissipated within several hours. During that time, residents of St. Gabriel, which is across the Mississippi River and several miles down from the Dow plant, were ordered away from their homes. That spill of carbon tetrachloride in the Ohio River apparently no longer poses a major threat to water supplies of cities along the river. Officials of the water company in Louisville, Kentucky, say the level of the potentially dangerous chemical in the river reached its peak yesterday morning, but even at its worst, it posed no threat to drinking water. How are they handling that situation?
We're using our usual treatment process, and we have also added a powdered form of activated carbon as a precautionary measure. Activated carbon absorbs the carbon tetrachloride, and it's working very effectively on the small amounts that we find in the Ohio River now.
They say the traces of carbon tetrachloride never really got to high levels. Now, there's been some welcome rainfall on the West Coast this weekend, but not really enough to do much good.
While governors from drought-stricken western states were conferring under sunny skies in Denver, Northern California and portions of the Pacific Northwest were getting their first precipitation in weeks. The rainfall, although welcome, was short-lived and is not expected to return until the beginning of March. Less than a quarter of an inch of rain fell across the San Francisco Bay Area, scattered amounts being registered further north, and in the Sierra Nevada, where snow dotted many resorts, currently in the throes of their worst season in history. 50 inches of rain are needed to end the drought here in California, or the equivalent of three consecutive weeks of continuous monsoon-like weather. Rob Nabius, San Francisco.
WoWo News Time, 7:04.
If you're a farmer who grows soybeans for profit, this will interest you. Remember the name AgriSoy 29. AgriSoy, a better brand of soybean from Bailey Seed Company.
This portion of WoWo News brought to you by AgriSoy brand soybeans for the farmer who grows soybeans for profit. WoWo Land weather, partly cloudy this morning, otherwise mostly sunny this afternoon. Look for a high of 33 and southwest winds to 15. Mostly fair tonight with a low of 22. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, chance of some light rain in the morning, then windy and warmer with a high in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and a high near 40 degrees. About the state now, at Indianapolis, it's partly cloudy, 19 at South Bend, clear at 8 above. Here in Fort Wayne, we also have clear skies at 8 above at 7:06. The following five of the 7 o'clock edition, sponsored by your local Royster dealer.
You're up in the morning before the sun. There's a hard day ahead and work to be done.
Bonanza is the most perfect fertilizer Royster has ever made. And the next time Bonanza Crop Specials help you come up with higher yields and profits, remember, it's because you helped us come up with Bonanza.
Bonanza Crop Specials can help you come up with higher yields and profits, and so can your Royster dealer. Give him a call today.
An explosion rocked the IBM's regional headquarters in New York City last night, blowing out some first-floor windows. Police say witnesses reported seeing three men flee the area shortly before the blast. No injuries reported, and damage is said to be light. America's top diplomat is due home tonight to review his Middle East trip with President Carter.
Secretary of State Cyrus Vance returns to Washington tonight at the end of his six-nation Middle East fact-finding tour. In Damascus Sunday, Syrian President Hafez Assad told Vance that any Arab-Israeli peace settlement must include Israeli withdrawal from all Arab territory seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Assad also set full recognition of the national rights of Palestinians as another condition for Middle East peace. Vance said the U.S. will do all it can to work toward a Middle East peace settlement. However, he reportedly received no assurance that Assad would accept President Carter's invitation to visit Washington in March or April to discuss resumption of the Geneva peace talks. Paula Quick, Washington.
President Carter rolls out half a red carpet today to welcome a neighbor to the north.
The Carter White House plays host beginning today to the second head of state to visit in as many weeks.
Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau is to be greeted at the White House in a ceremony similar to the welcome given Mexico's President José López Portillo 1 week ago. That includes the slightly reduced pomp and ceremony of a military honor guard on the White House South Lawn, the playing of ruffles and flourishes by the U.S. Army Band, and the sounding of a 19-gun salute. Diplomatic officials from both countries say there are no real burning issues, but the Carter-Trudeau meetings will involve a general exchange of views and serve as a get-acquainted session. A Trudeau spokesman says, though, that a controversial cross-Canada natural gas pipeline from Alaska will be discussed, as will other energy, environmental, defense, and political matters. Mark Knoller at the White House.
Various congressmen have been clamoring for an investigation of cutbacks in gas production and subsequent shortages in higher prices, but now it seems whole committees are getting in on the act.
Committees of Congress apparently aren't satisfied with the Interior Department's investigation into charges that natural gas producers withheld supplies during this winter's energy crisis. Subcommittees of the House Interior and Commerce Committees launched their own investigations this week, and both have summoned officials of the Interior Department to testify on the department report last week that 10 major producers in the Gulf of Mexico had cut production despite widespread gas shortages. The congressional panels are chaired by Congressman Abraham Kazin of Texas and John Moss of California. Kazin favors lifting price controls from natural gas, while Moss has been a longtime supporter of price regulation. So the two subcommittees are likely to find different reasons and cures for the kind of crippling gas shortage much of the nation recently experienced. Glenn Serafin, Washington.
This portion of the 7 o'clock edition brought to you by your local Royster dealer. Our WoWo News time, 7:10. The final five of the 7 o'clock edition, sponsored by Fort Wayne National Bank. With two bank machines at your service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A hostage drama in Italy ended this morning. A leftist prison escapee who held a couple and their children at gunpoint in their apartment in Saluzzo for 16 hours surrendered to police early today. Police said Franco Bartoli, who escaped yesterday from the Saluzzo jail where he was serving a 12-year sentence for armed robbery, turned over his pistol to a lawyer, released his hostages, and was rushed to a hospital for treatment of bullet wounds suffered in the jailbreak. Budget Director Bert Lance says President Carter will be recommending what is essentially a Ford budget in his 1978 spending proposals to Congress tomorrow. However, Carter is expected to ask for restoration of most of the $10 million Ford wanted to cut from programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, child nutrition, and the jobs programs. The president, by the way, has come under fire from several state heads for turning off their water, so to speak. In other news, President Carter has joined the list of world political and religious leaders who say they do not believe Uganda's claim that an Anglican archbishop and two Ugandan government leaders died in an auto accident. Carter says he endorses the charge by United Nations Ambassador Andrew Young that the three were assassinated. They had been arrested on charges of plotting to overthrow Ugandan President Idi Amin shortly before their alleged accident. A one-car crash early yesterday here in Allen County took the life of 24-year-old Roy Klaus of Leo Road. Authorities say his auto left Carroll Road just east of Madden and crashed into a large cement planter. Five others in that car were injured, but not seriously. That proposed $100 million Lakewood complex to be built at U.S. 24 and State Road 14 was severely criticized by three neighborhood associations last night. The Wildwood Association passed a resolution expressing concern for inadequate planning, including inevitable traffic problems, inadequacies in sewage treatment, landscaping, lighting, and environmental considerations. The destructive impact of two 12-story buildings, the overlooking of zoning statutes, and the adding of another shopping center where it's, quote, not needed. The Reckawick Area Association and the Fairway Associations are also said to be approving that resolution. And Indiana State Police are investigating the shooting death of 27-year-old Dick Elliott of Logansport, Indiana. His body was found shortly after noon Saturday at his Logansport home. WoWo News Time, 7:12.
At Fort Wayne National Bank, we say we have a daily interest in you. And it's true.
We have a daily interest in you.
DIC. WoWo's Ron Gregory. If you would like to learn a new skill or brush up on an old skill, there is now a place where you might learn. The Fort Wayne Learning Exchange can tell you how. For information, call 422-2233.
WoWo Sports in the International Hockey League last night. Fort Wayne beat Columbus 6-2. Port Huron over Muskegon 4-2. Kalamazoo and Saginaw skated to a 4-4 tie. It was Toledo over Dayton 6-3. In the NBA last night, Indiana pelted Seattle 135-115. Philadelphia nipped Cleveland 112-111. Detroit over Phoenix 109-107. In college basketball, Purdue routed Indiana 86-78. North Carolina over Virginia 66-64. Other sporting news, Oakland A's owner Charlie Finley warns that he'll sue Basketball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn again if he vetoes the sale of pitcher Paul Lindblad to Texas. Finally, Tom Puritzer won the Los Angeles Golf Open, and Cale Yarborough took the Daytona 500 stock car race yesterday. Turning to weather, Woboland weather partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon, and warmer with a high of 33, southwest winds to 15 miles per hour. Mostly fair tonight with a low of 22, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, chance of some light rain in the morning, then windy and warmer with a high to the mid-40s. And looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high near 40 degrees. Once again, our forecast for this Monday the 21st. Partly cloudy in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, and a high of 33 degrees. Right now in Fort Wayne, barometric pressure rising from 30.05 inches, winds northwesterly, 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 87%. Officially at the airport, clear skies, it's 8 degrees. This portion of WoWo News sponsored by Fort Wayne National Bank. They have a daily interest in you. I'm Jerry Hoffman.
Bob Sievers!